Well, welcome to part two of the series Peacekeeping versus Peacemaking. And it has touched on what are the roots, what are the sources of polarization in a world that has become more divided sharply since everything from politics to racial issues, gender, climate change, and of course, more recently, COVID, and in particular, vaccines. And we touched on what is the role of the believer to take either a worldview on this or a biblical view, to know what the source is and to be able to discern so that we don't actually rail against the wrong thing fruitlessly. And there were seven pointers that we said we were going to point out: awareness, the problem, the solution, the challenge, the exhortation, the application, the celebration. And the first one that we looked at was the awareness. Were you even aware that polarization is taking place as a broader picture, not just looking at the single episodes that take place, you know, whether year by year or month by month? 2020 was about politics, and you know, 2021 is about COVID and vaccines. Who knows what 2022 will bring, etc. But not focus on that, but rather try and look at the big picture. And we touched on that awareness, and now we're going to look at part two, which focuses in on the problem. And the problem is obviously separation, division, divided, and they can be used interchangeably as well as they can be sharply contrasting in definition themselves. First thing that I wanted to go in depth on is that the problem of separation is actually part of a fallen world to begin with. And this was broken into or divided into pieces. But before we even got to the fallen world itself, we can see that from the very get-go, the very beginning, Genesis itself clearly set the motion of separation. So in the beginning, we see that this separation was actually part of God's plan. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He separated the heavens from the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." There was light. Separated the light from the darkness. God divided the light from the darkness. I could go on, so you can see separation from the firmament, from the waters, etc., etc. That it was clear that separation was there from the beginning, but God was the source of this separation. In Genesis chapter 3, when we look at the fall, the beginning, the temptation, and we see the process of now dividing, separate from separation, pun intended, you can see who's behind that. Who's the source of this is Satan. First of all, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Please notice that it is Satan talking to Eve alone. She's not talking to Adam and Eve collectively, but he has managed to separate Eve from Adam to deceive her first. After having separated her physically from Eve, from Adam, he then continues to divide her mindset about the tree. Now he's completely bringing doubt into play to divide her from thinking soul-heartedly on what God has said, but to now become double-minded. And this disobedience, so-called, is actually dividing or separating yourself from God. You're no longer in unity with His word to obey that. So by default, you're actually divided. So now we see the division taking place. In verse 15, when God has now discovered that, not that He never knew, obviously, but the discovery in the word here, is He now speaks to the serpent and says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his feet." So God now separates the seed of Satan from the seed of Adam. He separates them. Verse 16, to the woman he said, "I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." The cause and effect kicks in now, so man and woman are divided. There is a division. There's not the unity of we are one. And you notice in Galatians, there is no longer Jew nor Gentile, male nor female. The unity has been restored. But here we see the division now taking place between man and woman. Verse 17, then to Adam he said, "Because you've heeded the voice of your wife, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, 'You shall not eat of it.' Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life." Adam is then separated from the tree and ultimately from God. "But thorns and thistles it shall bring forth. You shall not eat of the herb, the sweat of your brow," so and so. And then God said, "Behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put out his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever." Verse 23, "Therefore the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken." Both of them now are separated from the garden. So we see that God initiated the separation in Genesis 1, separating everything that physical, light, heavens, earth, firmament, waters, etc. And then we see that the next source of this separation, or division rather, is coming from the serpent, separating even from Adam, and then continuing to separate them from God, separating them in their mindset. Cause and effect kicks in. The man and the woman are now divided, and then ultimately Adam and Eve are separated from the garden and from God. That is called creation separation. So we're seeing, to end here in this part, is that a part of the problem of this polarization that we see taking place has its roots way back to the Garden of Eden and Genesis and a fallen world. And that creation separation would have consequences going forward, as we see it playing out and manifesting itself in day-to-day life. Next time we look at the next section of the problem. We're still on the problem, and the second part of that will be end times prophecy. Father, I pray that as people have heard this, that they will do their own study in Genesis to see the problem and the sources, the different sources of this separation and division. In Jesus' name, amen.